Hey there, Comaris and Comparis. Enjoy listening to our podcast? Want to take the fun to your events too? We gotcha. Make your virtual or face-to-face gatherings and celebrations extra special with your favorite podcast hosts, Jaya and Oi. For inquiries, sponsorships, and collaborations, please send an email to comaritalkpodcast@gmail.com. Chica moderately.
Kasama sa kalsada o habang naglalabada, kami ay aariba, ow! Kayo ay maghanda na. Tawagin ang barkada, kami ay may ayuda. Bongga! Habang nagmimilyenda, kami ay kukuda na. Halika na, halika na, chika na, chika na. Halika na, halika na, chika na sa Kumarito, 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 Kumarito. Hey! Chica moderately.
Doom, 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 doom. Attention shoppers.
Because sorry, may
take to, take to, take to. Nahirapan ka. Okay, take to, take to. 3, 2, 1, go.
Doom, 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 doom. Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. Doom, 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 doom.
May ano?
May dahap. May kung ano man na nasa lalabunan na hindi mailabas.
May chismis doon, Ning.
Again, it's been a while.
Hey there, Comaris and Comparis.
This is again Oi.
And this is Jay, and welcome back to
Comar
Talk.
It's, oo nga, it's been a while since the last time we recorded. And this is our pre-season bonus, ano, pre-season finale bonus episode.
Ang daming ano.
Ang daming tawag. Ang daming adjective.
Pre-bonus.
Pre-season finale bonus episode. And yun nga, oh my gosh, isang episode na lang tapos season end. Ito yung bago mag-season finale. Ang gulo kong kausap.
Oo nga, girl. Kailangan natin.
Kailangan ko lang thought organization today.
Wait. Oh my gosh, yung ibig sabihin. Ang dami nating episodes sa season 2.
Ang dami.
Yun lang. Pero actually, alam mo, I've been listening to a lot of season 1 episodes lately. Wala lang, parang yung iba kasi doon parang gusto ko lang pakinggan ulit. And one thing that I have noticed is ang gaganda ng episodes ng season 1, pero sobrang hindi pa tayo
polished.
Pero regardless,
makalat pa rin naman tayo hanggang ngayon.
True naman.
As a person.
Pero 'di ba, parang ang galing lang na ano at our like ano ba tawag doon? Baby face as podcasters. We were able to already talk about, you know, really, really interesting and good topics. Ang ganda ng mga topics talaga.
We can thank our audience enough, our listeners enough, for them to, ano, to continuously support us. Sobrang laking bagay yun noon sa, para sa amin na madaming mga Comaris and Comparis natin out there na nakikinig na patuloy na nag-aabang every week dun sa mga ina-upload po nating episode.
Correct. So, thank you so much, guys.
Maraming salamat sa inyong walang sawang pagtangkilik. Ang lalim ko bigla magtagalog.
And for all the new listeners, welcome.
Welcome.
If this is the first episode that you're gonna listen to, welcome to the Comaritalk fam. You're welcome aboard.
And may fanbase on Comaritalk.
Make sure you listen to other episodes too from, you know, from season 2 and from season 1.
Yes. And this episode, sa bonus episode nating to, very timely and relevant siya.
Mm-mm.
Kasi because of the pandemic, ang daming mga tao ngayon ang sige, let me go to the point na nag-overthink.
Yeah.
And when I say nag-overthink is because of yung nga, yung COVID, andyan pa rin siya, hindi pa rin nawawala, tapos yung mga variants na lumalabas or umuusbong out of the previous COVID na variants,
yeah.
Tapos dumadami yung cases, like as of this recording ha, nasa 20,000 plus marks, diba?
Oh, oh.
So imagine, konting push pala, magiging 30,000 active cases per day ang Pilipinas. And we may not know kasi this episode is gonna be uploaded in the future pa. So we really can't tell what's gonna happen next.
Mm-mm. Could be higher, could be lower.
Exactly. Hopefully, maging lower siya. Pero regardless of the numbers kasi, people are still constantly overthinking. And another thing kasi din that we wanna also look at is yung mental, yung sanity.
Yeah.
Yung mental state ng tao na because of the pandemic, it stopped us from meeting people, meeting the usual friends na yung iba nakaka-Friday night gigs natin.
Oo, yung kasama natin
outs.
Pag-breather.
Oo.
Yung kasama natin pag nagtatanggal tayo ng stress, we can no longer see them anymore.
Oo, bukod pa dyan, sa mga friends natin na single dyan, mga kumaris and kumpares out there na single, di ba we talked about this sa online dating nga?
Hmm.
When you meet people online din kasi, hindi mo rin mapigilan minsan mag-overthink.
Yeah. Sobra.
Lalo kung di na siya nagte-text. What if, alam mo yung busy lang naman talaga siya as a person, pero ikaw, bilang as an overthinker, ang dami nang pumasok agad sa isip mo. Na,
shit, ang sarap ng coffee. Sorry, first sip of coffee. Parang, nilabasan ako.
Ayun. So, pag-uusapan natin sa episode na to ang overthinking and peace of mind.
Yeah, that's true. Alam mo, this is very... I really wanted to talk about this because parang feeling ko overthinking na ang root cause of all evil. Charing!
Hindi na money.
Dati money eh. Pero ngayon feeling ko
overthinking.
Kalaban na natin yung mga sarili natin inside our heads. But I mean, you know, I said that as a joke, partially. Sorry. Pero gets, parang feeling ko kasi, people refuse to, wait lang, humans are naturally born kind, are naturally born, you know, good, nice people.
Uh-oh.
And then, I think, because of, how they were brought up, yung upbringing ng tao, experiences ng tao, past traumas ng tao, these are things that are kept or stored sa atin.
Mm-mm.
Na nare-revisit siya when we overthink. Because when
yes.
you just think, it's just in your memory. But if you overthink, parang you deep dive on your previous traumas.
Everything that you've gone through, regardless kung positive or negative experience na yan, overthinking by definition really is to you putting everything back. I mean, getting everything back na misa natapos na, you're living it in the now.
Yeah.
Ayun. And yun nga sabi mo, diba, parang we're naturally good, we're naturally kind, but we also have instincts.
Yeah.
And our brain functions as, some people actually, they use their brains na mag-function na storage.
Mm-mm.
Na instead of idea generating siya, minsan they hold.
They, yeah.
So, meron silang binabalikan in case mangyari sa kanila yung something na pwede mangyari sa kanila. Sa ngayon, naubusan ako sasabihin, no? In case may mangyari sa kanila sa mga susunod na araw or even what's happening today.
Yeah.
So, ayun. Ikaw, ipapasok ko sa'yo ito ngayon. Do you consider yourself as an overthinker?
I am. Well, I am like a heavy overthinker until siguro recently. And oh my gosh, I wanted to talk about this topic because I wanted to share yung realizations ko to my fellow overthinkers. Kasi parang feeling ko, most especially if you're, you know, an intelligent person, hindi na lang smart kasi parang
mm-mm.
intelligent. If you're an intellectual person, if you are an artist, if malikot yung utak mo, hindi mo kasi talaga may iwasan.
Aligaga ka mag-isip.
Like, you, sometimes, ako ha, talking from experience, sometimes I overthink things I already overthought. Na-overthink ko na ba to? Ay, oo. Okay, i-overthink ko siya ulit. Parang ganun.
So exponential yung overthinking.
Yes.
Mo.
Parang super, ano, as in super, sometimes, kasi parang overthinking includes like, excuse me, making fake scenarios in your head and sometimes reliving past experiences na sometimes funny, sometimes ako, I laugh about when I, you know, mm-mm, overthink about like what could have happened doon sa isang date ko. Natatawa ako. Parang, sometimes it's funny, but sometimes it just disrupts your peace of mind, your totoo sanity. Like, kunyari, most especially if, ako ah, as a single person, natatawa talaga ako every time, girl, pag nag-drive ako mag-isa. Pag mag-isa lang ako, kunyari, galing akong BGC, so uwi na ako. Nag-drive ako mag-isa, tapos naalala ko yung isang date. Wait lang, isa ko naka-date. Tapos yung parang, adi, nag-king-king kami after. Tapos natatawa ako kasi ino-overthink ko na parang, hala, what if kaya ito yung sinabi ko or ito yung ginawa ko? Tapos natatawa ako mag-isa sa car.
Ang dami mo ano, no?
Oo, oh, yung mga fake scenarios ako. Or parang meron akong, may mga bagay din ako na iniisip na parang, bakit niya kaya ginawa yun? Ba't niya kaya ako, ano, parang kinis? Or ba't niya kaya ako inakbayan? Ganyan, parang, walang gago. Tapos natawa ako mag-isa. Tapos yung nag-drive ako, tapos parang, look, akong tumo. Tapos kikiligin ako. Tapos parang, what the fuck, Jay? Pero okay lang, at least gising ako habang nag-drive. Na ako inaantok. Ganyan, mga ganun. And ako, I realize that when you overthink things, actually, you are not just thinking for you. Except if it was just, if it was a situation where you were the only person involved. When you overthink, you are trying to understand what's going on another person's mind. You are trying to decipher kung what were they thinking. You're trying to interpret their actions. Extensively. Like, in a manner that is far from normal. Kasi minsan you just assume.
Mm-mm.
Minsan you just, ang tawag dito, parang basta meron ka lang idea based on their actions. But when you overthink, ang dami mong puzzles na tinatry.
Oo. Parang isol. It's more than what meets the eye.
Yeah.
Kasi assumption is you doing or you believing on something na hindi mo alam without you asking the other person.
Yeah.
While for overthinking kasi is you hindi ka lang basta nagre-read between the lines eh. You're adding some scenarios pa na pwede mangyari between the lines na kahit hindi pa nangyari or even nangyari na, you're trying to paint a picture na what if. Diba parang overthinking actually happens two ways eh.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo yun, diba, na there's an overthinking dun sa nangyari na, saka may overthinking dun sa mangyayari pa lang. Dun sa nangyari na kasi, andyan yung what if.
Mm-mm.
And I think this answers yung second natin eh, what triggers overthinking, yung second point. Di ko lang yung tawag dun, kung may term ba siya, na pag nag-overthink ka dun sa nangyari na in the past, na, for example, ikaw, may actions kang ginawa doon, nakasama mo yung kadate mo na hindi mo nagawa pero gusto mong gawin.
Or kunyari, galit ka, tapos after nung sigawan nyo, inisip mo, mas maganda ata kung sinabi ko to. Or
yung
tipong,
what if ganito yung sinabi ko? What if ganito yung actions ko? What if ganito? Ano kayo mangyayari? So, that's the paano ba tawag doon? I really don't know what to call it. Yung mag-overthink ka pabalik. So, that's one. And then the other one kasi is yung overthink ka naman pero moving forward ka.
Uh-oh.
Na hindi pa nangyayari.
You're super anxious about the future.
Oo, na hindi pa nangyayari yung dapat mangyari and you haven't really made your decision yet pero ang dami mo ng what ifs.
Gabi.
You're
alam
splitting
mo yung
your present into a multiverse of madness.
Yeah.
Diba Marvel reference?
Tama. Eh, pero girl, alam mo, it's very dangerous. I mean, talking from like a psychological perspective,
uh-oh,
it's very dangerous to like overthink the future because sometimes we get like delusional na. We think that, you know, the non-existent things really would exist. Parang ganyan. Pero, alam mo, I think, ito, comparison, overthinking is normal because, you know, as humans, it's our natural instinct to try to survive. And overthinking is actually parang being two steps ahead of the situation, a circumstance, you know, to protect ourselves for our survival. But sometimes kasi, there are things that we should not be overthinking anymore.
Mm-mm.
And ikaw ba, like, before we dig deeper into those things that we should not be overthinking anymore, I want to ask, because I know we're the same. But are you an overthinker too?
I would say yes. I am an overthinker, pero hindi ako yung extreme overthinker.
Mm-mm.
May mga bagay lang talaga akong ino-overthink. Pero hindi sa lahat ng bagay nag-overthink ako. Especially kung relationship management. You know me naman. Parang we've been friends for more than 7-8 years. I am an overthinker if it's financially impacting me.
Mm-mm.
Financially, if it's impacting my career, if it's impacting my finances, I overthink. Pero anything beyond that, kunyari relationship management, sa boyfriend ko, friendship. Sa friendship, anything beyond doon sa mga nabanggit kong una, seldom if not rarely overthinking anything.
I kasi, think it's just good, no?
Oh, kasi ano, bakit hindi? Bakit may separation yung pag-overthink ko?
Mm-mm.
Controllable versus uncontrollable.
Mm.
Ganun ako.
That's, yun na talaga yun. Like, ding, 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 ding. Yun na yun, girl. The controllable versus the uncontrollable. Okay, go. Chika.
Bakit ko nasabing controllable versus uncontrollable? Uncontrollable kasi are those people na hindi ko pwedeng i-feed kasi yung kung ano yung magiging emotions nila. Hindi ko pwedeng i-feed ko na magiging ideas, ideologies nila, yung thoughts nila kapag mag-uusap na kami. I can only control my emotions.
Yes.
For example, magkagalit ka, tayong dalawa na lang siguro. What if magkaroon ng isang araw na meron tayong pag-aawayan na something.
Mm-mm.
Hindi naman kasi pwede kitang susugan na, uy, makapagbati ka na sa akin just because.
Mm-mm.
I can only speak for myself, but I can't speak dun sa kung ano yung nararamdaman mo in the now, di ba? Same with what we have dun sa, kunyari, sa boyfriend. Pag nag-aaway kami ni Jerry, I can only speak for myself eh. Mm-hmm. I can state kung ano man yung nasa isip ko, pero hindi all the time kasi makukuha ko yung gusto ko from him.
Mm-mm.
May ganon. That's why I don't overthink anymore, lalo kung relationship management yon. Lalo kung may taong involved na hindi ko makokontrol kung ano yung magiging reaction niya sa sasabihin ko.
Mm-mm.
As long as, whenever I speak with people, kailangan, as much as possible, I'm not saying na ginagawa ko to all the time, ha? Kasi I'm guilty na minsan nagiging out of control ako eh. Pero as much as possible, whenever you speak, you have to speak with the right intentions. Babalik tayo dun sa palagi natin sinasabi. You have to be purposive, you have to be intentional whenever you're managing conversations with other people. So that, maayos agad yung rift, maayos agad yung conflict kung meron man or kung magkakaroon man.
Correct.
And that's the reason I seldom or rarely overthink if it has something to do with people management.
Mm-mm.
Or relationship management. Why do I overthink kapag dating sa pera or sa akin kapag pag-career? It's my controllable na.
Yeah, because it's just you.
It's just me.
Mm-mm.
To be honest, when we talked about this kanina, but before the recording,
yeah.
Nung overthinking na part, may dalawang bagay ang pumasok sa isip ko.
Mm.
And this is something that some of you might be able to relate.
Mm.
When you're buying properties or when you're buying some expensive items, minsan may mga regrets ka or hindi man regrets, may mga what ifs ka.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? And yun. Pero it's something na pwede mo pa kasi makontrol eh, na instead of isipin mo na bakit hindi ganito yung desisyong ginawa mo, pwede mo pa rin gawin yun. I mean, darating at darating ka sa point na, ang tawag ito, makokontrol mo pa rin yung magiging behavior mo.
Mm-mm.
Towards that decision that you made initially. So an example would be, bumili ako ng auto, di ba? What if ang binili ko kaya mas malaki? Kasi I'm thinking na mas mag-grow yung family ko eh.
Mm-mm.
Yung aso ko magbubuntis na soon. Nakingking na pala siya.
Hala, hindi na siya virgin.
Hindi na siya virgin.
Oh, Stella.
Tapos naisip ko, nung nag-uusap kami ni Jerry, sana pala mas malaking kotse na lang binili ko. Alam mo mga ganong bagay? Na, ay parang ang liit ng ano, sana pala bumili din ako ng park. Mga ganon.
Mm-mm.
May mga sana pala, may mga what ifs ako. Pero, kung titignan mo yung difference ng what ifs ko versus dun sa uncontrollable ko, magkaibang bagay yon. Kasi yung mga what ifs na controllable ko, pwede ko siyang gawin sa paraang gusto ko. Na pwede akong mag-ipon, pwede akong lumagari ng bongga para makabili ng mas malaking kotse. Pwede ko sigurong ibenta yung property ko para mas makabili ng malaking kotse or paglipat namin sa Bulacan. Alam mo yun, ang dami kong pwedeng gawin. Pero, kung titignan mo, meron akong controlled aspect.
Mm-mm.
Dun sa ino-overthink ko na bagay. Versus, pag nag-overthink ako ng relationship management, I can't control those aspects anymore.
That's true. And you know, one thing that I want to address too is, why is overthinking always negative? Diba? Like, oh my gosh, like, this is parang somehow related to rejections. Remember all those previous episodes that we talked about na parang it has been in, you know, given a negative or put on a negative light like all these years. So parang when you think about it, parang mali, tuloy, parang mali na nararamdaman ko to. When in fact, parang okay lang naman siya. It's not a bad emotion. It's not a bad behavior. But anything too much is bad. So too much of, too much na kayo overthinking eh, pero too much overthinking pa. Well, pero that happens. Most especially if yung overthinking mo about a certain thing is sobrang tagal mo nang tumatambay dun. Ning hindi ka na nakaurong. Hindi ka na naka-move on dun sa pag-overthink mo sa isang bagay. Siguro, you haven't... Siguro it's something that you really want to do so bad na hindi mo pa rin sinusubukan gawin. Hindi mo pa sinisimulan gawin. Puro ka lang overthinking, hindi ka nagsisimula. That's one. Siguro, hindi ka nag-go through sa dabda, sa moving on stage if it's something that happened or occurred in the past. So, andun ka pa rin sa overthinking. Puro ka overthinking, hindi mo ina-address. Mm-hmm. And, yun nga, parang babalik ako dun sa sinabi mo na, it's a battle of the controllable and the uncontrollable.
Totoo.
You really have to recognize which variables you are only able to control. And that's always you. That's always okay. Within. Kasi ako ah, ito yung sabi ko nun kay Kurt when we talked about this nung nagtagaytay kami. Parang, I told him na, when you overthink kasi, na about things that don't concern you, kasi that's your uncontrollable eh. You are trying to put words into people's mouths and thoughts onto people's brains and emotion onto people's hearts. When you shouldn't be doing that. Who are you?
Correct.
Parang the world has been so obsessed to like take full control of things, but lose control every time. Do you see the irony?
Kaya nga, di ba, pinapanganak yung mga self-righteous.
Yeah.
Because of overthinking din. I'm not saying that it's negative. I'm not also saying that it's positive.
Yeah, because let's not put a good and bad label to, you know, things that are normal.
It's normal. And siguro sa mga comparison natin out there, you might have friends na overthinkers. Tapos ikaw na kaibigan.
Girl, alam mo yung nafe-feel kong nag-work yung brain ko? Kanina kasi hindi. Kanina nag-start yung episode, girl, parang wala.
Parang wala. Eh ngayon,
parang rrrr.
So 21 minutes, no? Bago gumana. Diesel ka. Ayun. So, okay. Diba, may kaibigan, kunyari may kaibigan ka, kamag-anak ka, na kumonsulta sa'yo kasi itong si kaibigan mo, nag-overthink. Nakakita siya, I'll give a concrete example na lang.
Mm-mm.
Nakakita siya ng panyo ng babae sa bulsa ng asawa niya.
Napakaluma nung reference.
It's a reference, but it's an example that is happening eh. Or that might have happened to you.
Yeah.
Or siguro nakaamoy ka ng ibang pabango dun sa polo ng asawa
mo. May lipstick sa kwelyo.
May hibla ng buhok na blonde. May hibla ng buhok na pink. May ganun, di ba? Minsan kasi, bago mo pakausapin yung tao na involved, kumukonsulta ka agad sa friend.
Mm-mm, tama.
Tapos ikaw, so ikaw si person A na nakakita ng marka ng lipstick sa polo, hindi mo kinausap yung asawa mo, rather...
Gumawa ka na ng story, Yanin.
Nag-paint ka na ng picture.
Painter ka.
Oo, nag-paint ka doon ng picture na, ala, sino kaya kasama nito? So, ginawa mo ngayon bilang Ansha ka, chinek mo yung Facebook niya, chinek mo yung cellphone niya, pumunta ka sa kumare mo, pinag-checkahan nyo, tapos itong si isang kumare, susog naman. Na, uy, baka may babae yung asawa mo.
Oo nga, alam mo, nakita ko yan nung anis.
Diba?
Charing.
So, yun ang isa sa mga factors kung bakit may mga tao nag-overthink. Na kung tutusin, kaya nilang i-control yung magiging reaction nila dun sa first-hand experience na nakuha nila. Pero, they opted not to.
Mm-mm.
Or, hindi naman sa they opted not to, the people around them, yung environment nila, does not support yung unashamed conversations.
Tama.
Kasi baka mamaya, because I am the friend, I have more power over you than your husband or your boyfriend. Kasi may mga ganong tao talaga eh.
Manipulative.
Manipulative no? Talaga. Kahit malinis yung intention nila, hindi nila nakokontrol yung gusto nilang sabihin na instead na makabuti sila dun sa kaibigan nila,
sulsul pa
sila. Lalo nakakasama.
Tama. And alam mo, you know, thinking about that situation, excuse me, parang, how could you have handled that? Simple lang, usap. Proper communication na, of course, when you see that, kasi anger, magagalit ka eh. But you have to assess, is anger really the right emotion for this?
Kasi is it worth it nga eh?
And that's something that you can control, your emotion. Oh. Is anger really the right emotion for this? Kasi I don't know what happened. Diba? I can't assume just, you know. So, what do you have to do if that happens to you? So, you confront, or you ask. The best way is to always ask. Huwag kang nagbibida-bida dyan at ano, mag-FBI-FBI ka. Did you ask the person na, excuse me, hey, what's going on? I saw lipstick stain. I smell. Mm-hmm. Eh parang, di ba, may pabango na ganyan-ganyan. So parang, you ask the person and then based on the person or what the person would say, dun ka na siguro pwedeng, dun, saka pa lang tayo magpo-progress. Based kung magsisinungaling siya, kung mag-imbento siya ng storya, kung, di ba, dun ka na mag-probe, dun ka, mag-usap kayo. Pero, hindi yung parang, alam mo yung parang, you're gonna, you saw a hole na shallow pa lang. Tapos, binutasan mo, palalakihin mo siya, palalalimin mo siya. Tapos yun, tapos parang, alam mo, ito pala, I wanna share too. What started that conversation with Courtney? Shout out Courtney. what started that conversation with Courtney? Kinumusta niya kasi ako with the boys. And this is related to our previous episodes. The dating app, the ghosting, the whatever, everything. Yung mga recent previous episodes. So parang kinumusta niya ako na parang am I okay daw? Kasi nga parang ang tagal namin hindi nakita, blah blah blah. So oo nga eh, kasi I've been busy with dating. Charing. Kasi diba dati every weekend talaga tayo nakikita. Tapos yung sabi ko, bukod sa ECQ, I've been preoccupied by, you know, talking to people, blah blah blah. Parang meeting some of them, blah blah blah. Tapos parang sabi niya, kumusta ka naman? Sabi ko, wala na, I stopped na. Tapos tinanong niya, why? You know naman Kurt, diba? He's very like, bakit din? Sabi ko, wala lang, I got tired lang. Tapos parang I'm trying to work on some things kasi with myself na I'm working on control and discipline. And we know that, diba? We've always gone through that route, girl, you know? Parang lahat ng bad decisions ko, it's always because I lose control and yung lack of discipline. And it has always been. Tapos parang sabi ko kay Kurt, girl, kasi I'm already at a point where I'm not getting frustrated with myself, but I'm thinking na, I know naman what the issue is eh. Why am I not working? Parang, to resolve it. Parang, what am I doing with my life? So, parang, I'm trying so hard to, like, you know, practice control and discipline. And part of me practicing control and discipline is, like, not talking to, you know, these people or, you know, not talking to the other people anymore because naa-ansya kasi ako. And when I'm anxious, I tend to think for them. That's my trigger. Yun yung trigger ko. Nag-overthink ako kasi sometimes when people take a while to reply or don't reply, I there's a lot going on in my head already and I didn't want that. And I think that only me can find a way out of this what do you call this?
Mess.
Parang, and if I choose to stay, it's on me.
It's because of you then. Parang it's your decision that you made.
Yeah.
And di ba nga, babalik ako dun sa previous episodes natin, yung on ghosting and saka yung on online dating.
Mm-mm.
Whenever you talk to random strangers kasi, or people, sige, hindi, wag na random strangers kasi kahit pa paano, baka nagkakilanlan na kayo eh.
Oh.
At some point on social media. What if hindi sila nag-reply sa'yo? It triggers overthinking because ang dami mo nang inisip ka agad.
Yeah.
Yun yung mahirap. Yun yung something na hindi mo makokontrol kung ano yung situation nung kausap mo na kung tutuusin dapat, paniwalaan mo yung truth niya and then you always have to extend yung intention mo na kausapin siya, pero kung hindi talaga nagre-reply, edi mag-let go ka.
Yeah.
As simple as that. It's you giving that discipline to yourself na, okay, people come and go, pero I need to do something din para sa peace of mind ko.
Yeah.
Yung tipong instead na mag-isip ka na hindi maganda dun sa taong kausap mo, pwede mo kasi siyang kausapin or pwede kang mag-antay. Pero again, you have to limit yourself dun sa pag-aantay na yan. Hindi all the time mag-aantay ka.
Mm-mm.
So, ayun. Ayun ang take ko dun. Hindi mo siya may iwasan, lalo ngayon, panahon ng pandemya.
Limited access limited to everything access to ka talaga. Everything.
Oo,
yeah.
Tapos lahat ginagawa na halos virtually.
Mm-mm.
So, you really can't tell. But you can only control how will you react.
That's correct. We always say that in our episodes. And, you know, the thing about me working on getting over overthinking, ito, and this is a tip that, you know, I want to share to our comares and compares out there because so far, it has been working for me. So you might want to give it a shot too. I'm not saying that this will work for everyone, but, you know, it doesn't harm to, you know, give it a shot. Well, yes! Ayos na email ko. Most especially if, you know, if you really want to address, if you really want to overcome, you know, if you feel that your mental health is always at risk because you overthink a lot, parang ganyan. One thing that, you know, worked for me is take everything as it is. As how it is presented to you. I'm not saying na be objective all the time. But if it's something that others, that, you know, people are telling you or giving you or showing you, take it as it is. Don't try to put meaning to it. Like, control yourself, control your mind to take it as it is. Kunyari, someone messages you, like, good morning. This always happens to me, right? Sinisend ko sa inyo, tas parang, uy guys, what do you think? Tas parang ikaw always mo sinasabi, wala naman.
Wala naman.
Normal, good morning lang. Ganyan.
Normal sa tawa mo, good morning. Ano kung magalang sila?
Tama. Yung mga ganun, parang don't try to put meaning onto things because that, when you put meaning onto actions that are really just objective, that is, borderline delusional.
Uh-oh.
And that is so mentally unhealthy. And
huwag
niyong kulayan. And you are losing control over what meets the eye.
Correct.
Yun yung pinapractice ko now, na parang, if you, you know, if you say this to me, okay, I'll take your word for it. That's what you said. If you don't do this, okay, I'm not gonna put meaning, you just didn't do this. If you said this, okay, I'm just gonna take that as it is. Yun. As in, like, I'm not gonna, like, you know, we're too old for mental gymnastics. Come on, we're mature adults. We should be able to talk about things already. We're at the point of our lives where, you know, healthy and sensible conversations should be our priority when we, you know, when we interact with people. Wala na tayo dun sa face na parang hulaan. Alam mo yun? Pero makikipaglaro ka or makikipag guessing game na parang you are torturing each other na parang when I say ayoko ng flowers, ibig sabihin gusto ko ng flowers. Die! Ano ba?
Wala nang. Hindi na uso yan siguro sa ngayon.
Oo.
Magsishare din ako ng tips sa overthinking na yan.
Yeah.
Ito based sa experience ko to ha, kasi alam mo naman, I don't overthink pagdating sa tao, pagdating sa relationships. But I overthink pagdating sa finances, I overthink pagdating sa career. If you are also the same thing, if you have the same mindset as mine, na masyadong nag-overthink sa kung anong pwede mangyari sa trabaho mo or sa pera mo, yung ipon mo, marami kang utang or marami kang bayarin, isulat nyo.
Yeah, it helps the brain kasi.
Kung hindi mo isusulat yan, wala kang babalikan. Wala kang magiging outlet dun sa iniisip mo. So, ang ginagawa ko bilang, alam mo naman ako, ang dami kong bills to pay.
Mm-mm.
Mataas ang sahod, pero ang daming gastos. Imagine, tapos may binubuhay akong pamilya sa probinsya.
Mm-mm.
Hindi naman binubuhay na binubuhay, pero at least meron ako sinusupport na pamilya dun. Given that I have a lot of expenses and a lot of payables Regardless, kahit mataas yung sahod.
No, with great sahod comes great gastos.
Oh.
And resources.
I write things down. Yeah. Na parang, it's part of you giving yourself that level of discipline na, okay, ganito yung sahod ko, kailangan may mapunta sa ipon, kailangan may mapunta dun sa mga expenses na to, sa mga payables na yun.
Mm-mm.
Write things down, book a time, not really book, sorry. Create a timetable kung kailan mo siya gustong tapusin so you don't have to overthink.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to overthink dun sa magiging finances mo kasi planado mo na. That's one.
Mm-mm.
Now, what if dun ka sa relationship management na nag-overthink? Try to write things down din. I'm not saying that it's gonna work for you.
Mm-mm.
But it might. Walang masama sa pagsulat or journal your emotions.
Diba? That's how I got through the breakup.
I-journal mo siya. Talk to yourself. I know na mukhang tanga minsan kausapin mo sarili mo sa salamin. But sometimes, if it helps your mental wellness,
mm-hmm.
para ma-free up yung mental space mo na sobrang bigat na ng burden mo as a person, talk to yourself. If you can talk to yourself, record yourself while talking
mm-hmm.
para mapakinggan mo after or kung masipag-sipag ka, write things down. The thing about overthinking kasi is you're storing too much sa isip mo.
Mm.
The brain can only hold so much information na hindi na kayang store lahat yan. So, dapat mo siyang ilabas.
Itae mo.
If you can talk to people, lalo kung socially awkward ka, introvert ka, you have limited friends like me, write things down.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay. And you know what? Parang, siguro sa akin din, parang yung pinapractice ko right now, apart from, you know, just taking things surface, parang I still am thinking, kasi I'm a critical thinker. And part of, you know, thinking critically is overthinking. I mean, let's put it that way. But, you know, we could still overthink, but it's, let's control how we react to it. Let's, you know, let the thoughts be thoughts. Diba? I think we talked about it previously. Eh. Let your thoughts be thoughts. Let your ideas, most especially if they are not concrete, they are not proven, they are just theories. Let these theories be theories unless proven. Unless otherwise, you know, proven.
Uh-oh.
Kasi, that's the only way. We have to live the reality. Every, diba? Kasi, like, the last thing that we want is to be detached from what's going on, the reality. And, wala lang, parang, let's make it easy for ourselves. Ang dami na nangyayari sa mundo. And, also, I wanna add, you know, let's make it easy for ourselves. Let's just, you know, take things as how they are presented by people or external factors. Pero, if it's something that, yun nga, parang sa'yo, concerns us, if it's something that, you know, puts our needs, physiological needs, emotional needs, everything, if it puts our needs in danger or at risk, that's when we, you know, pwede natin actionan. Only if ikaw lang yan or, you know, the casualty is just yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kasi part of ano yan eh. But yun nga, wag natin subukan talaga i-control yung ano. At saka, you know, let's make it easy for other people too.
Correct.
Let's alam mo, ito yung iniisip ko kanina. Before I slept kanina, iniisip ko na parang, ang dami na nangyayaring mahirap sa difficult things sa world. Parang, if I overthink, I noticed that when I overthink in the past, I'm being a difficult person. Because, imagine, may sasabihin, ay kikwento ko sa inyo ni Kurt, tapos na-overthink ko na siya. So when you guys tell me na, hindi, wala lang yan, ako parang, alam mo yung parang, may pride.
Uh-oh.
Na parang, hindi, ibig sabihin, ito, ganito, ganyan. Parang, let's make it easy for ourselves.
Totoo.
And let's also make it easy for the people that we care about. Kasi, let's face it, when you overthink, it generates, you know, negative energy that is radiated to your friends, radiated to your partner.
Na ipapasa mo
kasi yung...
Na hindi mo nalalaman na ipapasa mo na pala.
Yeah, it's a domino effect.
Correct. And, yun nga, if you don't, not really don't overthink eh, pero if you limit yung overthinking mo, you'll definitely achieve yung peace of mind na tinatawag.
Yes, oo nga. Ayun, mapunta tayo sa peace of mind. I think, you know what, overthinking is a talent. Not everyone can overthink. I feel, ha? Or maybe, not...
Depende sa personality type.
Sorry, mali. Everyone overthinks. People in general, we are overthinkers, but only a selected few are able to use overthinking properly. Like, know when and where to use it. Baka skill siya na kailangan matutunan. What do you think?
Yung, I don't know. Overthinking. Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko talaga alam.
Probably, because it's ano eh, di ba? Parang, wala lang. Hindi kasi lahat ng tao overthinker eh. And most of the time, babae ang mga overthinker.
Hindi natin alam. Kasi may mga tao hindi expressive. But some people, I mean, alam mo yun?
Yeah, gets.
It's a challenge ko yung idea na yan. Kasi, there are people kasi na sobrang expressive. Like you. You are an extrovert. Tapos, you speak what you have in mind.
Mm-mm.
So, pag nag-overthink ka, people would know because you freely express yourself that you are overthinking.
Mm-mm.
Regardless kasi kung sabihin mo, uy, nag-overthink ako, kayang basahin eh. Parang, people can read you because of your actions.
Mm-mm.
While, some people or other people kasi, they are overthinking but hindi nagtatranslate sa kung paano nila pinapakita. Regardless if they post it on social media, if they tell stories sa mga friends nila or not, sometimes people overthinkers. Puta!
Ano yun?
People overthink. And this is the sad part. Those overthinkers who are not freely expressing themselves, these people who do not have any audience to listen to, dun sa thoughts nila while they're overthinking, usually it triggers the anxiety and medyo a little sensitive to.
So yun.
Pero it triggers something that's negative na, you know, you don't want to happen to your friends or family members.
And sometimes, like, that's the importance. I mean, I want to stress the importance of expressing and not suppressing. That's the importance of being able to be one with your emotions. Remember, I think it was one of our episodes. Oh my gosh, girl, this is a bit personal. Remember the episode where yung tinapo nating ep, yung we never posted because it was super super personal. Na parang you have to be one with your emotions. You have to embrace. You have to go through dabda, 'di ba? If you're going through something, because when, you know, when you store it, it gets heavy. And sometimes we lose control kapag masyado nang mabigat yung pinagdadaanan natin. So, expression, you know, expressing your emotions and feelings and thoughts that you overthought does not necessarily require speech or interaction or communication. It could be in a form of writing a song, writing a poem, writing anything. Yun nga, parang sabi mo kanina, writing journal entries, drawing, painting, listening to music. It, you know, your expression is not limited to verbal or, you know, speech.
Your thoughts can be expressed in a variety of ways. Yun na lang siguro.
You can dance it out. You can exercise.
And siguro one thing I would like to share dun sa mga if you are this person who overthinks na hindi na walang outlet, yun nga, you can express it in a variety of ways, pero iba pa rin talaga if you can identify that one person lang, kahit isang tao lang na pwedeng sumuport sa'yo mentally and emotionally, mas mapapagaan kung ano nasa isip mo. Don't be afraid, don't be scared that you will be judged by other people. Kasi minsan, kung overthinker ka, tapos iniisip mo na kapag mag-open up ka sa isang tao, i-judge ka niya, baka hindi ka rin sure.
Mm-mm.
Hindi ka rin sigurado na magiging na-judgmental yung pagbubuksan mo ng topic na o yung na nasa isip mo. Kasi baka mamaya, hindi mo pa nagagawa, pwede pala siya makinig. May ganun.
Uy, girl, so, I know we're 42 minutes, you know, through this episode. But I want to, like, float another question.
Ano?
Do you think pride plays a big role with overthinking?
It does. Diba? Napaka-straightforward ko magsabi ng it does. It does. Pride and ego, actually.
Yeah.
Ito yung, andito yung prejudice eh. Andito yung fear kasi na, ay, baka sabihin bobo ako. Ay, baka sabihin, hindi ko manage yung sarili ko.
Mm-mm.
It's okay to have that level of humility na aminin mo hindi mo kaya.
So, humble yourself down pa rin talaga siya.
Na parang, oo, ako, ang tagal ko na nasa industriya, ang tagal ko na dito sa call center, at ikaw din, di ba?
Mm.
Ano na, medyo mataas, tumaas na yung position ko sa kumpanya. Pero I'm still humble enough na sabihin na, uy, meron ako hindi alam.
Mm-mm.
Can you help? Kasi if you show humility sa mga tao na nakapaligid sa'yo, mas makikita nila yung sincerity mo.
Mm-mm.
Na you don't have to keep everything to yourself. You don't have to pretend that you know everything. You don't have to pretend that you're okay. It's okay not to be okay. Natanong to sa isa sa mga pageants. Eh. It's okay not to be okay. And these are the times na when you can't handle, you know, the emotion anymore, or you can't handle the stress anymore, try to open yourself up to these people that you trust.
Mm-mm.
Or, ito pa, if you feel that these people you trust, if you feel lang, I'm not saying that na hindi talaga, if you feel that these people na you trust will judge you, try to open yourself to a stranger.
Mm-mm.
Minsan, yung stranger na yan,
another
mas,
POV yan eh.
Mas may tenga siyang makinig.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And it's unbiased.
Oh, it's unbiased. And that's okay. Walang, hindi mo kahinaan yung pagiging mahina mo.
Oo.
Hindi mo kahinaan na magbaba ka ng walls.
Vulnerability is never a weakness.
Totoo. Hindi mo kahinaan yon. Hindi rin siya kakulangan.
Yeah.
Rather, it's a skill. Katangian mo siya na pwede mong ipasa rin sa mga kaibigan mo. Baka mamaya makatulong ka rin at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, going back to your terminal objective, what you wanna achieve at the end of the day is peace of mind.
Mm-mm.
Hindi mo man siya makukuha araw-araw, but if you're able to get it, at least you may papachi-pachi man lang sa isang linggo na, uy, wala ako iniisip ngayon.
Mm-mm. Ang sarap kayo malaking sa feeling doon. At saka ito nga, girl, ito, parang, we talked about pride and ego being huge factors of, you know, overthinking, na parang pinipilit natin na, alin pa ulit-ulit natin, because of our pride, because of our ego, how highly we think about ourselves. So, apart from, you know, humbling yourself down, go after your peace of mind. Pride and ego, you know, yung combination na yun, it hasn't always been good. You know, that combination. Kasi most of the time, yan yung pinagmumula ng self-righteousness, ng miscommunication, misunderstanding, because you think so highly of yourself. We forget to, you know, humble ourselves down. So apart siguro from, you know, humility, we could also be grateful. Be grateful of, you know, what's just in front of you, what's just seen by your naked eye. Let's not put, like, you know, more color to it. Or if we really are curious or interested about something, we ask up front. Don't be afraid to ask, because only if you ask will you be able to know, diba?
Uh-oh.
So parang huwag tayong nanet na nag-iimbento, kaya bida-bida, ganyan. Parang, it helps us. Kasi at this age, priority na natin yung peace of mind, honestly.
Totoo.
And, you know, we've been seeing this a lot on any social media platforms, not just on Twitter, na whenever it's 11-11, a lot of people really wish for peace of mind. And it just sucks because, oh my God, peace of mind? Yun na yung wini-wish natin ngayon? Parang yun na yung pinapangarap natin ngayon? Peace of mind? When in fact, it's something internal. It's something that's within. Now, we can control. Mm-hmm. Parang we can control how we feel and think to get, you know, to achieve peace of mind. And alam mo yung parang sinasabi nila na hindi ka magkaka-peace of mind kung isa kang piece of shit. So parang if your pride and your ego are, you know, out there and, you know, out of control, that makes you a piece of shit. De joke lang. Hindi ka talaga magkaka-peace of mind. Kasi, you're playing mental gymnastics with yourself.
Totoo.
So, you have to, like, you know, humility pa rin, acceptance, and listen to our episode on failures and rejections, you guys. Because I think, failures and rejections and past traumas have a lot to do with us being overthinkers. Kasi ginaguard natin yung sarili natin.
Totoo.
Na, alam mo yun.
And I think yung last point lang natin siguro dito before we wrap the episode, is it possible, ikaw muna, is it possible for you to achieve yun ngayon, unbothered peace of mind?
Oh, me, oo. I would say, ha, well, not at my current state, I'm like super unbothered by a lot of things. And that doesn't mean na parang wala akong pakialam. I just choose where to put my energy onto. Like, for example, may mga bagay na concerns the majority or my family. That's when I like take action.
Mm-mm.
And you know, I think two steps ahead. Kasi parang tinatry ko, alam mo yung parang solution A, this could happen. Solution B, this could happen. Ano yung best resolution dito sa problem na to? Problem, I think about it as, I overthink for problem solving. That's the only time that I overthink. But if there is no problem, there is no need to overthink. Because if there's no problem and I overthink, I am creating a problem.
You are the problem.
I am the problem. Mm-hmm. So if there is no issue, no problem, I just, you know, take everything as it is. And right now, may peace of mind ako and I'm protecting it so badly. Kaya nga, umalis na ako dun sa mga ansya-ansya eh. Sa mga nang-aansya sa akin because it disrupts my peace of mind. I always say this to some of my friends na nag-rant sa akin, yung mga nag-share ng mga whatever. I always say na parang, I can't give you the right answers, but I could give you the right questions. So I just ask them, okay, ganyan. So how do you think? Ganyan. Is this taking away your peace of mind? Is this taking up so much of your mental space?
Totoo.
If you say yes, then you have to do something about it or you have to stay away from it. And I'm not telling you to stay away from it. I'm just asking, do you think it's worth the, you know, you staying?
Correct.
Diba? Is this person, is this situation worth your peace of mind? Because if not,
And I wanna add something there. I wanna challenge kasi yung naririnig ko usually and I've read it a lot of times sa Twitter.
Mm-mm.
Pain demands to be felt. Parang pain needs to be felt. For me, yes, it does. But pain is a choice. If you choose not to feel it, it's okay. It's your choice not to eh. And I think it's a way for you to protect your mental space na rin.
Mm-mm.
Yung unbothered peace of mind na yan. It's possible. Most of the time kasi pain is being inflicted by external.
Mm-mm.
Other people. Meron kang choice, meron kang option not to entertain it. And choose the better option kung ako sa'yo. Again, we are only sharing our experiences. We're not really telling na dapat ganito gawin mo. Pero we trust naman kasi that you have to have that sound decision making, lalo kung nasa age of 20-ish ka na.
Mm-mm.
For sure, marami ka na pinagdaanan. Ayokong sabihin na huwag ka maging masokista, pero if that will make you better to experience the, you know, these paano ba, failures.
Mm-mm.
And rejections, okay lang. Pero tumayo ka.
Alam mo, girl, parang I partially agree with that. Because like, relate ako eh. Pero parang there's something inside me that says, yung, if it hurts you, it hurts you. If it offends you, it offends you. Diba? Hi, Marka Sampang. If it offends you, it offends you. Pero kasi you don't linger.
Oo. You don't wallow dun sa problema mo yan. You let it pass.
And, alam mo, overthinking also triggers self-pity.
Totoo.
And you relive that moment. You are creating your personal hell. Diba, sabi nila, ang hell is a loop of your worst day ever.
Mm-mm.
So, like, if it's a loop, and you constantly put yourself into that situation, you're creating your own hell on earth.
Correct.
And do you want that? do you deserve that? No, parang I don't think so. And yeah, I partially agree with that because ano, put a shallow example. Ang ganda pala ng conversation na to, no? Ang ganda ng topic na to eh. Parang, let's put a shallow example. Kunyari, someone tells you na, ang pangit mo, or ang taba mo, or whatever. If you choose not to get hurt because of what they said, kaya mo eh. Kaya mong hindi ma-offend. But I think of yung you be getting offended or feeling pain or getting hurt, most of the time happens when it's from someone unexpected. Or if it's, you know, from someone na you have so much emotional bank account with. And you can listen to, ano, you can listen to our previous episode when we talked about, ano nga yun? Betrayal. Trust. So yun, parang if it's something that came from someone that you really care about na hindi mo in-expect na sasabihin niya sa'yo. But like, don't, parang if it hurts you, it still hurts you. But at the end of the day, you can control how you feel about the how you're gonna react towards the situation.
Totoo.
So, if,
may choice ka pa din.
But yeah, I have to agree that pain, yung pain demands to be felt.
Mm-hmm.
It actually, not just pain, let's not put the spotlight on pain alone. Any emotions demand to be felt, but not lingered onto. Don't linger.
Because you always have the choice at the end of the day.
Yeah, you always have the choice to escape that hole, sinking hole.
Totoo. And maybe to wrap the episode up, so yun nga, you can always achieve your unbothered peace by choosing to achieve it.
Yeah, choice talaga siya, bye.
At the end of the day, you have the option to do it. Walang ibang taong magsasabi sa'yo niyan bukod sa sarili mo. Yung mga hinihinga mo ng payo, magbibigay man sila ng payo sa'yo, pero choice mo pa rin kung susunodin mo, hindi. Kami naman dito sa Kumare Talk, we're not gonna tell you na, yun nga, na ganito gawin mo dapat. Mm-hmm. Pero pwede ka namin tanungin, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun lang sa akin.
Yeah. This is, alam mo, ang dami pang pwede pag-usapan or i-unpack dito sa episode na to. But, I think we can save that for season 3!
Totoo, ayan.
Oh my gosh, patapos na naman yung season.
Kaya nga, oh my gosh. And ayun nga po, so, before we wrap the episode up, Jay and I are completely vaccinated na. If you are going to have like events, mapa-online man yan or personal events, we do. Parang seryoso akong magsalita.
Oo, parang bumaba yung energy mo, girl. Gusto ko i-up eh.
Ayun, so we do host live and virtual events. Just simply send us a DM sa Kumare Talk. Ito ba yung email natin?
kumaretalkpodcast@gmail.com
or send us a DM sa mga personal accounts namin. And yeah, feel free to follow us on our socials. On Facebook, we are
Kumaretalk The Podcast. And on Instagram, we are
Kumaretalk Podcast. And on Twitter,
we are Kumaret.
Kita mo na wala yung ano natin. Naubos yung energy ko sa ano.
Overuse. And on Twitter, we are
Kumare Talk. Yeah, and this has been brought to us by
Cut Print Podcast Network. And also, guys, let us take this time to invite you. So since it's going to be an end of an era, a season ender, we are gonna be hosting an event on Twitter Spaces. Abangan ang surprise sponsors and prizes. Mamimigay kami ng mga prizes.
Yeah.
For you, oh my God. Madami alam mo, yan. Alam mo no, season 1, joke-joke lang natin yung mga giveaway. Pero ngayon, meron na tayo.
Totoo na siya. Paying sponsors
siya.
To.
Totoo. So we have sponsors. A secret muna.
Abangan na lang nila.
That's gonna be on Twitter Spaces. So, ito guys, may homework kayo. Kasi it's going to be a season 2 Banlawan session. So if you're listening to this episode, good job. May isang episode ka na. If you you might wanna listen to our previous season 2 episodes because we're gonna talk about your favorite episodes from the past seasons dun sa Banlawan session before we enter season 3. And if you have topics that you wanna talk about too, you can, you
send
know,
us a DM lang.
Send us a DM or join the Twitter Spaces that we're gonna be hosting so we can chika live. Live si Kumare Talk. Diyan!
Ayun!
Gago! Parang ang tagal natin hindi nag-record. Hindi natin na yung outro.
Oo, paano mag-outro? Again, this is OE.
Wala na masabi.
And
this is Jaya, and always remember, Chica moderately. Bye!